Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
It's back, the Omen music.
Honey.
Everybody in their past has sort of a dating antichrist, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody you can't break away from.
Yeah, it's somebody that you usually get together with, and it's a dramatic love, you know, because there's dramatic breakups and dramatic gets back togethers, and then there's more breakups, and it's just, you can't let them go.
There's something there that always brings you back no matter how bad it is. Like, for instance, I'll use this example all the time. Man, I almost got knocked out of my own party in front of all of my friends by an ex-girlfriend. I mean, she jumped down a flight of stairs and roundhoused me. And my legs buckled because she thought I was flirting with somebody else. I went after her on the steps like I have my hand around her neck, like it doesn't get any more red than this. Then the next day we go on vacation together.
And it's usually something that happens in your 20s. Am I right? Is everybody's antichrist usually around their 20s?
Because I think mine was in my teens, but yeah.
Because you're young and you believe in love and you're naive enough to believe that this person who's manipulating you is the person for you. And you, eventually you do, Wendy, get away from them. But at the moment, it's just really hard to do.
And if you're sitting there in the car thinking like, I don't have one. Because I thought that you guys were all talking about it.
Then, you're the antichrist. You're
it. Yep.
You're it.
And then that suddenly becomes very apparent.
And you just know, like, this is a person that you're not supposed to be with. They've hurt you so many times, yet you keep going back, or somehow the draw, they end up in your life. And that's what makes them your dating antichrist. And Wendy's been dealing with one now for years, but we thought this was done.
I thought it was completely over with, but I found out just last weekend talking and running into a mutual acquaintance of my antichrist last weekend that he is moving back to town and coming back into town in a month and a half.
Damn.
And this was a relationship, probably it was a year and a half, and it ended almost 2 years ago. So two and a half years ago when it was done.
Wendy started the show basically in the middle of this breakup.
Right.
So one of the story, our first storylines with Wendy was her first breaking up with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she was crying on the radio for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, first it was, I miss him. Then it was, please leave me alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she would get back with the guy. And we were living through this whole thing with her.
Mm-hmm. It goes actually started even before that, because you remember the very first break, we made her change her phone number.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, changed my phone number, but we got back together and then we stayed together for probably another 9 months. But it's literally like I have anxiety just thinking about the relationship and then thinking about him coming back into town. Literally petrified at the fact that he's coming back in town, because he was the one of the most manipulative guys in my life. Always drew me back. I didn't see my family for a year. I didn't see anybody. I lost all my friends. And I finally
he attacked your self-confidence too.
It's when I started diet pills. I look back on pictures on how skinny I got.
He was hammering you on your weight, right?
Oh, all the time. He would pinch my side. He talked to other girls behind my back that I've just found out. I mean, I've just found these things out being broken up with and dealing with him in the past, and I'm done with it. But I mean, obviously not a week goes by that I don't at least think about him once.
He pops in your head somewhere.
He pops into my head
all
the time.
Don't let him know that.
Well, I mean,
you know, you know what I mean? Like, and the thing is about you being petrified. It's been over 2 years. So we got to make sure that by the time the month comes around,
do you
that
feel
you're
like
not petrified by it, because that's where you're weak and vulnerable, you know?
Do you feel like he's going to call you? He's going to try to get in touch with you?
Well, me and him go to the same places. We go out to the same clubs. We have some of the same acquaintances. Like, I know some of his friends, and running into two of them last weekend just verified that no matter where I go, he could find me. He knows my mom's address. He still knows my phone number. He probably knows my mom's phone number.
I just found this out last week, but you know when we talk in this room to each other? Mm-hmm. Everybody in Atlanta hears it.
I wish that were true.
he knows he's got a pull on me. He absolutely knows. I haven't talked to him for, God, probably 7 months now. But even when we were broken up, there was a couple of phone calls back and forth here and there. And, I mean, of course, I miss him. And at a place where I was back then, I miss part of that lifestyle. You know, like, he was the one who took care of me. And now, obviously, like, I'm in, like, a financial setback. So I'm like, all these, like, what if I was still with him? What if? So him coming back, and he probably could manipulate me back.
You're letting him in already. You need to know with this guy that if you give even a centimeter, the door is going to be wide open to this guy. You can't be open to anything with this dude.
There's a part of me, though, that, like, what if he's changed?
Oh, no.
It's like, it gets worse. It gets worse than that. Because I was, this was early in the night, so I don't know if you remember. I think you probably remember saying this. But I was with, was it the night that you found out or the night after you found out that I was with you at Smith?
That was the night I did find out.
Okay, so I saw Wendy right after she found out about it, and she was rattled by it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things you said to me that went off like police sirens in my head. Mm-hmm. Because you said he'll be back in 1 to 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 30 days to get into shape.
Oh, no.
Did you really say that?
He's up in your head already.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's like, you know, when you're single and you just break up with somebody, it's the spiteful high. Like, it's the spiteful get in better shape, look as good as you can, get your hair done, make sure your makeup's done, like, all the time, have cute outfits all the time. So no matter where you go, if you run into this person, like, you want to look...
That shows you
but
still
that's
care,
like,
though.
Yeah.
That's like a month after. This is 2.5 years.
Yeah, longer than you dated him.
He still has he still has some kind of control over you. You got to somehow get this guy out of your head 100%.
But the thing is, like, when things were good, things were awesome.
That's how they work. It's highs. It's a very bipolar relationship because somebody will treat you better than anybody else because they can. But then the payoff is that they treat you worse than anybody in your life ever will.
You sound like an abusive wife. I've heard that so many times. When it's good, it's so good.
Yeah. They're trying to make up
for
something.
Every now and then he'll hit me. But after, you know what? When it's good, it's just so good.
Yeah.
You were in an abusive relationship. Just because somebody's, you know, not throwing punches at you doesn't mean you're not in an abusive relationship. You were in an abusive relationship.
And that went on still after we broke up. So, I mean, a part of me, like, wants to run into him, and then there's a part of me, obviously, that doesn't want to run into him because those emotions are going to flare up.
Here's Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on Q100.
What's going on? I love you guys. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Wendy, I just want to say, you got to let go, girl. They don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I'm a guy, you know, I'm going through kind of the same relationship that you went through. They don't change. No matter how many times you go back, whatever the feelings are, it's never going to change. You got to move on. You got to find that one.
I say don't remember the good times. I say remember the bad times so you don't get back with this guy.
But the problem is, like, I didn't realize you still had feelings for this dude. You know what I mean?
I didn't think I did. That's the dating antichrist.
It never quite goes away.
The problem is she wasn't expecting the return, and given everything that Wendy's got going on in her life, like the financial stuff that she's talked about, the fact that she's single and has been since the dawn of time, the fact, you know what I mean, like all of that stuff, like it's an easy solution.
Well, I think you just got to love yourself enough to know you deserve better.
It's not an easy solution. It's the hardest thing she'll ever go through if she goes back.
But it's an easy solution.
You can't blame anybody but yourself.
Right. It's an easy solution to the other problem she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kara, good morning.
Really. Morning. How are you guys?
Okay. Good. Give Wendy some advice here.
Wendy.
Yes, ma'am.
I was in a 3-year relationship. First time, year and a half. Second time, year and a half. Same person. Doesn't change. Doesn't work. They'll still treat you like crap. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Not worth it.
Yeah, like, what do you think? How did he find religion over the last couple of years? Like, what do you think? Maybe he's changed. What do you think's changed in his life?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen if I see him. I will see him. Like, there's probably no way of getting around that. Because we just, hang out at the same places. We live in the same area.
Why can't you just walk the other way? And you know he's going to still have the same phone number?
I do. Well, the second time I changed it, I still have that same number.
So you know he's going to text you. And you know he's going to call.
Yeah. I guess
what
maybe
is your mom going to say if you get back together with this
guy? My mom's already told me no.
See? Like, that's the thing. If you're making a decision that you don't want to tell your family about, the people who love you the most in your life, mm-hmm. who are not going anywhere, who are going to be there your entire life and be there for you, mm-hmm. if it's something you can't tell them, like, it's the wrong decision.
That should be a red flag, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, for anybody in any decision that you're making in your life, you know?
You know, I'm going to do something really, really mean. I am going to have Josh pull the audio of when you were on with us for those first couple of times talking about this guy, and I'm going to MP3 it to you today.
Mm. Oh, see, I don't know if I want to hear it.
That's why I think you have to.
You know what it sounds like?
Because you forget the pain.
Because that's your future
it sounds
if you
like,
back with him.
It sounds like right now. You guys don't understand, though. It's just so good when he's not telling me that I'm fat. It's good.
Nobody's got respect for this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, so how do you bring him around any of us? Like, how are you going to bring him to a Q100 event?
I hate him already.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, or your mom.
We don't even know the guy. Or bring him around your mom. Or take him home to meet your dad.
Oh, I couldn't.
See? Like, icky, gross.
So isn't that, wasted time just because he can pay your bills?
Could be finding yourself a good man.
It's just weird that I still have feelings for this guy, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Just wish he didn't come back. I really wish he didn't come back.
He doesn't have to come back. Just because he's in the same town doesn't mean that you don't have any kind of control over this. Like, you sound sort of vulnerable, like it's inevitable. I really wish I didn't have to talk to him. I didn't have to see him. You don't.
I know I don't, but the what-if factor that he's even in the same city scares me.
No, I think the reason that you're making it sound inevitable is because you want to see him.
Yeah, me too. Because I've been in with the Antichrist. There was one time where she came back. She moved away. She came back. She's in the same bar, you know, and it was fine. That's the thing is, like, I mean, this is a city of how many people? And, you know, I mean, you can be in the same place as him and be okay, like Bert said, to walk to another portion of the bar and it be fine.
Yeah.
But I agree with Jen. It's like you will make the situation happen. He won't.
Just want to take two more calls and then we'll move on. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
What's up?
Yes, I'm just going to want to tell you, Wendy, that I'm in the exact same situation. We've been together for over 10 years, about on and off. And he always makes me feel like the ugliest person ever. Whenever he gets, I lost 65 pounds mm-hmm. within 4 months just to please him. He said he didn't change anything. He didn't change. He still treated me like crap. And the worst part is that we're married and we have two kids, and there's no way that I can afford being by myself right now. And he knows. He pulled all those strings on me, and he knows, but you got the best part because you're on your own. Don't let him know that you need him ever and ever, and just keep going.
So here she was dating her Antichrist mm-hmm. and couldn't get out of it because she didn't feel like she had any control over it, mm-hmm. ended up marrying the dude. So imagine yourself spending the rest of your life with this guy.
I mean, I can hear the words, and I completely understand. I don't want to be in that situation again, mm-hmm. and I just don't know why the emotions or why I even care enough about it to even sit here and talk about him or his work. Like, just thinking about him right now makes me upset.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask guys out there, if you're in an abusive relationship, because guys have Antichrist, like Bert's had an Antichrist, mm-hmm. Jeff was the Antichrist.
Yeah.
But is there ever a time in your life, Bert, where you, with your Antichrist, thought, you know what, I can't leave her because she takes care of me financially?
I'll be totally and completely honest with you. It had everything to do with sex with me.
So what? But it wasn't financial. It was just
no.
Sexual.
I was making way more money than she was. Mm-hmm. It was it was strictly sexual.
But you were getting something good and important to guys out of it. Like, I think, I mean, to me, it's obvious for Wendy.
To me, it's
like
a different
you've talked about your financial struggles, and he took care of you financially, and you've talked about being single, and he will give you the opportunity to not say you're single. So you've got two big issues in your life that you deal with. And he's the solution to both. And good or bad, he's a solution. And I think that's why you have feelings for him. I guarantee you that if you were dating someone else or you were making more money, you would have no feelings for him. I think the reason Melissa was comfortable being in the bar with your Antichrist is because you had probably moved on to the point where you were with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's Monica, one last call. Hey, Monica, go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to say there's a few safeguards that Wendy can put in place to protect herself from getting in any kind of sketchy situation. Like she can put a block on her on his cell phone number from her cellular provider, and that way she can't get a hold of her. And basically just kind of do some situational practicing beforehand where she knows how to prepare when she does see him.
But she wants to see him. That's the the problem isn't that she's trying to avoid him.
Yeah.
The problem is that somewhere inside of her, she's like, you know what? If, let me. I just got to say hi to him. I mean, he's coming back.
We need to start some dating Antichrist witness protection program.
What we need to do is
we need to convince Wendy that there's something really cool in one of our attics, and then when she gets in there, nail the door shut and cut a slot in it to put food through for 1 year.
That still doesn't work if she would claw herself out. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, it's true. Because, I mean, you... Yeah, nobody has that much power over you. Nobody. Nobody.
You need a t-shirt with his face on it that says, if you see me talking to him, stop me.
Yeah, because I could stand in front of my Antichrist today and have a conversation with her and be fine. I mean, you have to move on. And you can't do it, and you want him back.
But you only
want him back because he's going to pay your bills. That's ridiculous.
This is also kind of a reoccurring storyline going on in your life right now about taking control of things in your life. Like we talked about that raise that you've wanted for so long. Mm-hmm. You want the control of that, but you haven't gone back and talked to the bosses about it. You feel powerless that this guy is going to be in town. You got to put your big girl panties on and take control of your life, girl.
Trying.
You can do it, all right?
I'm trying. Really am.
We need to put, like, posters up of this guy.
No, this is up to Wendy. We can't help you with this.
Totally.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.